There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey. I'm happy this weekend. I guess I haven't been on the road doing a comedy show in a while, and I'm going to hop on a airplane and go over to Bakersfield and Sacramento and do some shows. I'll tell you about Northern California. It's very close to the South feeling. Opposite in geography. But Northern California, you've been up there?
I don't think I've been up there.
Love it up there. It's like the South. Everybody's just super nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's not fancy California. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going there. Watching a lot of the Aretha Franklin stuff. Yeah, it kind of got to me a little bit. Like, she's really one of the biggest ever. And in popular music, period, one of the biggest ever. Like, close to one of the Michael Jackson type deaths.
Yeah.
And she's older, and so it didn't feel as tragic because she was close to 80. And it wasn't a surprise because it said she was sick.
Cancer, yeah.
But yeah, like, I'm listening last night to CNN and. I was like, oh, wow, this oddly is hitting me weird. So, yeah. I think they were showing a lot of the stuff she had continued to do and help her hometown out. I think that's what it was to me that kind of resonated.
Yeah, she seemed like one of those women that truly is an angel on earth.
Do you remember when she did the national anthem? She played it at maybe Lion Stadium in Detroit. And it was like 5 minutes long. She played on piano.
Oh,
look for it on YouTube, because she just does it on her own way. She was like
5 minutes,
and then she's like, oh, see, can you see? It took a long time.
No, I'll have to check it out.
It was really good, but it took a long time. When you start doing the national anthem your own way, it's boom or bust, because it either is awesome, or if you take a risk, I'm not even talking about singing it bad, I'm talking about switching up the style. And it doesn't go right. Look at Fergie. Remember that? At the NBA All-Star game last year.
Oh, yeah.
And she did the national anthem. She was like, oh, say.
It was so awkward.
Can you see? It was like one of those commercials when you wake up accidentally at 1 a.m. and they're asking you to call them. Because they're lonely, too. Just because they're hot doesn't mean they're not lonely.
That's not them.
No.
The girls in the commercial, not the ones in the phone.
Oh, but that's what they say.
Yeah.
So there's that. I'm anxious. A lot of people are chiming in here about my motion sickness. Got a text here from Michelle in Cedar Rapids. I have really bad car sickness too. It's because evolutionary, we weren't meant to be in cars or trains or planes. And our brains think that we're poisoned and forces us to be sick to get rid of it.
Oh.
That's what she says. I don't know if that's true.
It's interesting.
I don't know. No, it sounds a little weird to me, but... Everything's weird till it's true.
Yeah. And then how do you fix it?
I don't know. Get the poison out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to like detox.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the deal. All that stuff's on my mind as we wrap up the show today. Amy, what's on your mind?
Man, just keep thinking about this dog we might get. That's really what's on my mind. We're fostering it.
But what you mean, you're probably gonna keep it because the kids are gonna love it.
No. Well, if they do love it, great, then we'll keep it. If we recognize that it's not going to happen, then it's technically not like we're not giving it back or returning it because we're just fostering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so,
to the kids, you're keeping it.
I don't know yet. I got to see how they know they have to. They know what's going to be expected of them. Eddie, did you have to go over this with your kids? Like, hey, when you got Coachella, did you have to say, like, you have responsibilities?
Yes. And that was the deal. Like, we're going to get this dog, but you guys are going to feed it and you guys are going to take care of it. And guess what? I'm the one that feeds him every day.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You definitely don't know through a few days.
Yes, she's pretty much my dog
well,
now.
Well, I'll take care of the dog too, because I really want one as well. But I guess I want to make sure the kids like love the dog, like, and the dog gets along with the kids. Like, I don't need any situations.
Well, let us know how that goes.
Definitely will.
Lunchbox, anything on your mind?
Man, just keeping that baby alive.
Yep.
Wow, that's okay. On your mind.
Holy cow.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what they said when you left the hospital. You just got to keep. Keep him warm, keep him fed. That's it.
But you said alive. There's just a different...
Mm-hmm. But that's how you keep him alive. You keep him warm, you keep him fed.
Okay, that makes more sense for a hospital to say, okay, keep him fed, keep him warm.
And that's it.
Love him. But I was picturing him acting like the hospital was like, here's your baby, keep it alive.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, keep it alive. Good luck, bud.
That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Got another text here about being motion sick. Say, I'm an optometrist. I've been meaning to let Bobby know. He has such motion sickness because one of his eyes doesn't work. It's called amblyopia. So maybe that could be it. And I've had it just so severe.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's a legit, that's an optometrist.
No, poison from caveman days.
Yeah, poison.
Was the other one. I don't know. I believe the other one. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the poison and it needs to be sucked out of our body.
Well, I feel...
with the chicken.
Like I diagnosed you, sort of. I told you I thought it was something with your eye or your ear.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it. I got to go. Long flight to California. Thank you for listening. Cole Swindell stops by today. I think you'll like that interview. And I think that's it. You want to say it, Aim?
I hope everyone has a great weekend.
There you go. Me, I also hope that. And
away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah, look at us here on a Friday. We got a good one today. Morgan Evans. We're going to talk to him a little bit. He's got this song. Kiss somebody. Going to kiss somebody. Know that one?
In the back of the car. Subway train.
Cole Swindell's coming in for the Friday morning conversation. The dance party comes up. So all that. Let's go to Josh in Arkansas. Hey, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up with you, man?
Pretty good. I'm just driving to work.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I work for Cox Communications, the cable company.
Yeah, where you live?
I live in Mountain Pine.
What's this? Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
Oh, man, it's your town.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. You know, they have a sign when you drive in. It says, Boyhood Home of Bobby Bones. You know that?
Pretty crazy.
Famous. You're famous.
I don't know about that, but you know what's funny? And I feel guilty. There's two parts to the sign. The front part of the sign says, Welcome to the Boyhood Home of Bobby Bones. And I'm very proud that my town decided to put up this sign. And I feel like I have to live up to that. But on the back side, it says, Welcome to the Boy-Hood Home of Bobby Bones. Well, Boyhood isn't spelled with a dash. So when people post pictures of it spelled like that, I don't ever repost that version.
Oh.
Because it's like they misspelled it.
Is it a typo?
Yeah, kind of.
Huh.
So why on one side is it one way?
They made two signs and one and they put a dash in Boyhood.
There's different people working that day.
You ever notice that, Josh?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, and so I feel guilty. I just wish they would take down the one where it's kind of Boy-Hood, because Boyhood's not spelled with a dash.
You gotta redo that.
But then who am I to go take down the sign where you're honoring me?
Hmm.
Maybe the listeners are right. I am a goober. You know?
Write a colorful email.
No, I don't do that.
Can we just get it? Can we sponsor to get it redone?
Well, remember once? No, I don't want to have anything to do with sponsoring my own
sign.
No.
Okay.
Remember when someone stole it?
Oh, yeah.
I wish someone would steal that one.
Oh, the one with the tackle on it?
You just put the call out there. I'm sure someone's going to steal it right now.
Boy. Hey, Josh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that call. Appreciate you. Stephanie in Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
I just wanted to thank you. I really just wanted to call and say thank you just for focusing on the positive every day. My husband was actually on back-to-back 9-month deployments, and my kids and I, we listen to you every morning on the way to work and school. And my son, he loves the morning corny, and he retells the joke to his teacher every morning. And I just wanted to thank you for being just so positive every day.
It's
really reassuring every day. And I actually just got tickets to the DC show, so I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. I think that one may even be sold out. Not this weekend, but next weekend. I'm doing Warner Theater in D.C. That's awesome. Well, thank you. I can't wait to see you, and thanks for the call this early in the morning. I'll be in Bakersfield tonight.
Heading to Cali.
Mm-hmm. Sure am. So, BobbyBonesComedy.com, if you hear this. I mean, I know it's early right now, but I'll be out there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passing away at the age of 76. In Chipotle news, Ohio health officials announced the reason those 600 customers got sick. Unsafe food storage. Some of the food was left at room temperature too long. And finally, in weather news, tons of rain and severe weather in the Northeast, the Midwest, and the South. Chance for a lot of rain, so careful on those roadways.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so Eddie ran into some listeners out in front of the building this morning.
Ooh, it was a little scary. They were out there early when I came in, and it's dark.
Yeah, you know? It's still nighttime when we get here.
Oh, yeah.
So you drive up, and there's some listeners hanging out. But you don't know if they're listeners or not.
Well, they came up, and I was getting ready to put my key to the keypad, and they say, hey, excuse me. And I drive a Jeep, so I have the top down. I can hear. And I say, yes. And they're like, do you know Bobby Bones? And I said, maybe.
You have on like a Pimp and Joy sweatshirt.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And they're like, will you please, we have his book. Can you get it to him and sign it? As I look, can you just wait till the office opens at 8 and then do it that way? And I did that because I'm a little worried for safety. I don't know them. And I thought, you know, they were two sweet girls. I mean, I can tell they were nice. But I could have been like staged, you know, where like they come up and try to give me the book and then two other dudes come out and try to mug me. I was like, dude, I can't risk this.
The book is bait.
Yes.
Have them sign this. Boom,
boom. Gotcha. Yeah. Give me your wallet. Yeah.
Well, okay.
So, but I was wondering, like, what should I have done? Is that fine? Is that okay to say, like, wait till the office opens?
So you made them wait out there for like 3 hours?
They left. They left and they came back,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, yeah. Maybe they went and got breakfast.
Maybe. What do you think about that, Amy?
I probably would have grabbed the books and brought them into you and then taken them back out. But
you wouldn't have been scared.
Girls.
It's nighttime.
If it had been scary people, if it would have been like, for me, I don't know. I would just have to gauge the feelings I was getting from them. I wouldn't like love it, but you know, cause it is a little bit scary, but if it's girls that aren't going to scare me, no, but if nothing against big guys, but if big guys ask me to do it, I might be like, oh, I'm going to hold off. Let me go get Raymundo.
Lunchbox.
If they don't recognize me, cause they said, do you know Bobby?
Yeah, they didn't recognize
obviously,
me.
Obviously you work with Bobby and they know you're in the, you know, Raging Idiots, all that. I'd say, sorry, Bobby doesn't even work at this building.
Oh, wow.
Get
wow.
lost.
Wow.
I handled that all wrong then.
Yes, if they don't recognize you, you're part of the show. They should know that who you are and be like, hey, Eddie, oh my goodness, can you give this to Bobby? Then you bring in the book. The fact they didn't recognize you, beat it.
To his point, Lunchbox at the end, they did say like, and what's your name?
Oh.
And I said, Eddie.
Wait, it was dark. You said it was dark.
Yes, so maybe they didn't recognize me. I said, Eddie. And they're like, okay, thank you, Eddie. So they didn't know who I was. Mm.
Well, this is how I handle it when someone's waiting up front. If they say, I just run.
Dude, that's the memory I thought,
goodbye.
Too, because you've gone through this
goodbye.
Before.
Goodbye. I don't mess with people. I'm out. Anything dark, I don't mess with people.
Yeah, nighttime.
If it's dark, I'm out. So, but,
yeah. Feet don't fail me now,
I probably would have got the book and brought it in. Probably
said all that.
Invited him in for a little breakfast.
Yeah, dude. No, I wasn't about to do all that.
Eddie. They did finger quotes. Oh, so you're Eddie.
Okay thank you, Eddie.
Wasps in the summertime are flying around, drinking old beer, and then they go on stinging rampages because they're drunk. Have you guys seen this
one?
No.
Since it's summertime, these beer gardens are huge, and even when people have parties, they leave beer out, and so a lot of these wasps are hanging around, and they hit the beer because they're attracted to that beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, they're drunk and they're making decisions, probably not the best.
Yeah. A little tipsy, and they just want to.
They're
go
out stinging away, mm-hmm. So it's more. They're like heads up, more stinging.
Wow.
Where there's more beer.
Drink responsible, man. Come on.
Conjoined twin sisters, who were the first ever separated in Colorado. 17 years later, they're good. They're flourishing even, but they can feel each other's pain.
Really?
Yeah, when they were born, at the hip, spine, and intestines, they were all connected. This is 2001 in Denver. So they were strong enough, they separated them, and now the girls, right, their senior year in high school, they say that they can really feel the pain if one of them feels the pain.
That's crazy.
Lunchbox acts like he doesn't.
Stop! You cannot feel the pain of someone else. Like, I saw a little story about these girls. They said, oh, if the girl hits her arm at school, I'll come home and be like, man, my arm hurts. And then she'll be like, yeah, I hit my arm earlier. And they'll be like, oh, that's why my arm hurts. Stop it.
Well, you've never been a conjoined twin.
How do you know if you don't know? That's my thing. If you don't know, how do you know?
I mean, but why do you believe them? They're just making it up to sound cool. Like, the girl says, oh, if my boyfriend's mad at me and we get in a fight, my sister knows before I even get home that we're fighting because she's in a bad mood, too. Stop it.
That's interesting, huh? I'd
it's
be curious
hard
to
for
see
me
what,
to say no
yeah.
because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never felt that. But Raymundo, who's our audio guy who sits in the glass room and cuts audio, he's a twin. Not a conjoined twin.
Right, and not identical either. We're just fraternal.
But you were in the womb at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, we were next to each other the whole time.
That's so crazy.
How do you feel, like, if your brother has something happen to him, do you feel like you can sense something or no?
I could sense stuff when we lived in the same town together. I could sense at work that something was happening.
Really?
I'm dead serious. Now that we live away from each other, I think maybe the distance has had a factor on it. But seriously, when we were in school together, I would be like, I guarantee he just got in trouble. I have the weirdest feeling right now. And he would have gotten in trouble. Or when we were playing baseball and stuff like that, if he got a base hit, I knew he got a hit without even knowing. Because I could just feel like that he was still on base.
Running.
He was still running.
Oh, so you weren't playing baseball together.
Sometimes
we're on the same team, but if I wasn't watching, I knew he got a hit.
See? How can we prove that's wrong?
I feel like there's something to it, especially like a conjoined situation. Like, I don't know. I mean, Lunchbox, you don't know?
Like, I understand.
Do you believe the
conjoined
people that die for 30 seconds and come back and say they saw something?
No.
Okay.
They just do that so they have a good story to tell and write a book. Like, these girls are probably going to write a book about how they feel each other's pain.
Well, they were conjoined twins, and they have a really remarkable story.
Yeah. He's just jealous.
Yeah, you're jealous of everyone, huh?
No, I'm not jealous of
them. Because
they're
in the news for something.
Oh, yeah, wait, I think I feel something. My sister must have just hit her arm. Like, get out of here!
All right.
She must have a headache. Oh, no, I'm feeling the same thing.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-Second Skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini shared that she works really hard to stay healthy, but Mexican food and Chick-fil-A are the two things that get her every single time.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, what's your weakness? And what food is your weakness?
Man, I feel my Kelsea Ballerini. It's a waffle fries from Chick-fil-A. And yeah, Mexican food, like chips and dip, chips and salsa, ugh, weakness. What about you?
Mine's kind of a cop-out. Any free food?
Oh, really?
If it's there, I know what you're saying.
Like, I grew up really poor, and if there was food, we ate it all the time. Mm-hmm. There was food around, you just ate it. If it's free, anytime there's free food anywhere, I could be stuffed.
Yeah.
If there's free food, Bobby's gonna eat. So that, but if I had to pick one item, any kind of cupcake.
Okay.
I love sugar.
Can't
it's bad. It's terrible for you. I love it, though. What else, Morgan, number two?
So, a new album coming out today, Cole Swindell's All of It.
Oh, here you go. And the song Break Up in the End is on this record.
Even though we break up in the end.
Yeah, our Friday morning conversation, Cole Swindell.
Even if I knew you'd be the one that got away.
That's a big record out today.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Morgan, number two?
We've got movies coming out this weekend. Crazy Rich Asians is at 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg, and then Alpha was 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what those. I know Crazy Rich Asians. It was a book.
Really?
I don't know the other ones.
But like, did you mention Alpha? Like, there's like a dog.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Seen a picture.
Who knows about all the movies anymore?
I'm like, why am I so disconnected with movies these days?
All right, thank you, Morgan, number two.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love this one. For the third year in a row, a barber named Robert Banks at Perfect Line Barbershop is giving out 100 free backpacks and haircuts so students are ready to start the year off right. Isn't that cool?
Love that.
He said, in the community, we have a lack of education, high crime rates. These children are our future. So he saves up all year. Backpacks, and then he gives them haircuts so they go to school looking good, feeling good, so they can
fresh.
Perform better.
That's great. Yeah, yeah, love it.
There you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from North Logan, Utah. Adam was the former director of the public library in Logan, Utah. He has been sentenced a month in jail and has to pay back $89,000 he stole to play Game of War online.
Oh, I get it.
Do you?
Well, I mean, I hop in a little Fortnite sometimes.
But
if he steal from the school, the library?
The public library.
Oh,
he stole $89,000 to buy extra lives and level cheats or whatever.
Did you just put it on the library card or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure how you steal money from the library, but that's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And what are you buying? $90,000? Are you not good enough at the game?
He's got to buy cheat codes?
Yeah, like that's a lot of cheat codes, man. Gives you get on a new game. You got to spend that kind of money. And you going to jail for how long?
30 days, and he has to pay the $89,000 back.
How is he going to do that? I mean, what do you do? How does he do that?
Gaming tournaments.
Okay.
What are you in for? Stole game $89,000.
Lots of good cheat codes.
The
there.
Yeah, it's for the library. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Morgan Evans.
On the phone right now is our buddy Morgan Evans. Hey, bud.
Hey, dude. How's it going?
Hey, where are you right now?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, man.
So what do you do out on the road during the week?
We played a show last night, actually. It was a secret show down here for KNIX, and Chris Young was the secret act, and we opened up to him.
Boy, that secret act would be scary. One time, by the way, Morgan Evans is on. This is his big song right now. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody. I'm gonna play it in a second. But one time, Eddie and I, our band was a secret act in Tulsa. And then people were like, secret act! And we came out and they were like, oh.
Where's Luke Bryan?
Yeah, yeah. That secret act made me feel like not that comfortable, Morgan Evans, I'll be honest.
I hear you. I'm glad that I wasn't the secret.
Morgan's here. Listen, he's got a song that quite possibly could be the number one song this week.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, which is awesome. And he's a Bobby Bones Class of 2018 artist and just a good dude. So how's that feel? You feel pretty good about this week or no?
I mean, it's an incredible feeling just to be in a conversation like this, but at the same time, it's a pretty nerve-wracking situation as well.
Are you watching the chart?
I purposely, you have to have a login to like go and look at that, and I purposely do not have one of those because I feel like I would be checking it more than I would be talking to any person. So I get an update every day from my producer who's watching it, I guess, and that's enough.
Morgan Evans is on with us. He has that song Kiss Somebody right there. I was looking at Morgan's social media, and you took a screenshot of you and your grandfather because I guess he just turned 90 years old.
He did, yeah.
And what I took from this is, first of all, him and your grandmother married almost 65 years. That's incredible.
It's pretty insane, isn't it? It's I guess you look and talk to people like that and then when you think about those numbers, like the amount of respect that you have for them and the way they've lived their life just goes through the roof.
And then Morgan's grandfather's favorite artist is Cole Swindell.
Oh.
It's so funny. I always ask him what he likes, because he's way into country music and especially the new stuff. And he's always like, oh, I like all of it. But then at the end of the conversation, he'll always be like, so was Cole Swindell there?
That's funny. Wow, look at this guy. Morgan Evans, by the way, if you're new to knowing about Morgan, he is from Australia. That explains the accent a bit. Mm-hmm. Anything else about Morgan we need to mention before I play a song here?
He surfs, which is kind of cool. I didn't know he did that.
It's just a home thing, huh? Does everyone surf back home, Morgan?
Yeah, it was kind of a thing. I grew up kind of 15 minutes from the beach, so that's kind of what we did on the weekends, and then as I grew up, it's kind of what I just did before the day started. It was like a go and wake up at the beach kind of thing, which is pretty awesome.
And you love wearing board shorts, right?
Yeah, much to my wife's disgust. They're my preferred piece of clothing to wear during the day just because they're so comfortable and I can go for a swim if I want or I don't have to. But they have slowly been disappearing out of the closet lately, so...
How did you know that Kelsey... By the way, Morgan's married to Kelsey Ballerini, but how did you know she hated it? Did she tell you or did you read that?
No, she. I knew from her. And
she told you?
And Morgan, yeah. I knew she like hates board shorts. And then Morgan, didn't like TMZ do a story about it?
Yes. Pretty funny. I don't know who said it first, if she said it first, but people ask you like, 10 quick questions, blah, 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 blah. What about you annoys Kelsey the most? And I think I may have said the board shorts. Because every time I do it, she's like, babe, are you really wearing them? Are you gonna wear them today? It's that kind of reaction.
Morgan Evans on with us. Got the song Kiss Somebody, Smasharooski. Going to play it. By the way, let me say this. Morgan just released a 5-song EP, and you can hear Day Drunk, American, I Do, Kiss Somebody, Young Again, all those. And he's out now with Chris Young on the Losing Sleep 2018 World Tour. And you never know, they just may show up and surprise you. Anytime there's a surprise, it might be Morgan and Chris Young. So,
yeah.
My friend, get you some rest, go back to sleep, and good luck, man. Hopefully next week we call you and we'll be celebrating number one.
Thanks so much. Great to chat to you guys.
All right, see you, Morgan. There is Morgan Evans.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this girl got into college. She's actually the first one in her family that's going to get to do so, but she's had to apply for scholarships. It doesn't cover all of the bills. So in an attempt to try to just get some help, she attached a note to God on a balloon, and she said, God, please help me get the rest of my stuff for college. Amen. I love you, God, along with her name and phone number. Well, a pastor stumbled across the balloon, like on the ground, 15 miles away. And he sent her some stuff for her dorm room, I guess him and his church, like a comforter for her bed, a mini fridge that she might need. Wow. So just little things are going to start like popping up because he found it and then he's reaching out to his community.
Do you mind if I take a second?
Sure.
Get a pen here. Right.
You're writing down a prayer?
Dear God, girlfriend, question mark?
Put that on a balloon.
Let's see if someone walks
Bobby,
by that.
Bobby, you forgot your name and phone number.
He knows.
Oh.
Yeah, he knows.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy with the Good Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the vegetable farmer do when he got a flat tire?
What did the vegetable farmer do when he got a flat tire?
Had to get asparagus.
Had to get asparagus. That's good. That's pretty good.
Good, Amy.
That was
a couple
the
up.
Morning Corny.
Had to get asparagus.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Cole Swindell about to come in the studio. He's got a new record out today. Yesterday was National Joke Day, and I was reading all the jokes online, and I thought, why don't we have a tournament on the show? You ready for a tournament here?
Yeah,
love it. That's a big quick one, but this is how this works here. The winner of the Knock Knock Joke Tournament will win $25 for themselves.
Yeah!
Wow. Woo,
yeah.
Or $50 to the charity of your choice.
Ooh, tough choice.
Okay.
Okay, so first up in the Knock Knock Joke Tournament, Amy versus Morgan number two. Here it is. Here they are.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Pressure is on.
Now, Amy, you just did the Morning Corner. You're already loose. You're already loose.
Okay.
Do you want to go first or second?
Sure. I'll go first.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is with her Knock Knock joke, Amy.
Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
Daisy me rolling. They hating.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, pretty good.
Why is everybody laughing?
It's a Riding Dirty reference.
Okay.
The song. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a tough crowd.
Tough crowd over there.
We're all competing.
Okay.
Morgan number two, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's Morgan number two's Knock Knock joke. Go ahead.
Knock Knock.
Who is there?
A little old lady.
A little old lady who?
All this time I had no idea you could yodel.
Oh boy.
A little old lady who.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Now, the judging panel's me, Mike, Dean, Ray.
Okay.
Guys, hold up one finger for Amy, two for Morgan number two. All right, it's unanimous. Amy, you move on to the championship round. Amy!
Unanimous!
Okay.
Wow.
Good job, Amy.
Over to the other side of the bracket.
Yeah!
Lunchbox versus Eddie, and they're knock-knock joke off. Eddie, you're going first.
All right, I'm ready.
And go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Solid.
Good one.
Solid. Not great, but,
okay.
But solid. All right. I heard some real laughs in the back here.
I hear giggling over
Man,
there.
Man, I don't know which one to go with because I got to say it's a good one for the championship. But you got to get to the championship, right?
That's you got
to
beat that joke right there, Lunchbox. Are you
he
ready?
He said tank you, right?
To take on Amy in the championship. Lunchbox, you're up.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Robin.
Robin who?
Robin, you hand over the cash!
Whoa!
Okay. Oh, man, I've never heard that one before. That's good.
And he stood up and did finger guns at me.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so one for Eddie, two for Lunchbox. It is unanimous. Lunchbox is the winner.
Come on!
Was that your strongest one, you think?
That was good.
I don't know. I just liked it because I got to do the finger guns, and I wanted to make sure I got to do the finger guns.
All right, there he is. Okay, we're now down to the championship round.
Woo!
Amy versus Lunchbox. Here we go.
Yeah.
Also serving as judges will be Morgan number two and Eddie.
All right, come on, Amy.
The whole group is now a judge. All right. Amy, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cashew.
No thanks. I prefer peanuts.
Okay. A cashew joke. Again, solid. Lunchbox. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For the champ. He's looking over the jokes.
I'm ready.
For the championship. All right, my friend.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
That is gross!
Wow.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote.
Bobby, you eat your poo.
I'm so ready to vote.
Okay, so I ate my poo.
I get it.
Yeah.
Amy's the number one finger and Lunchbox is number two finger. Just hold them up on the No, Lunchbox, put your hand down.
What?
You're not voting.
Wait, what?
Amy is
one.
Just hold your fingers up. Amy's. Oh, it's already. Everybody's put a
come
one
on. Wow.
Right. Our winner is Amy.
Hold on.
Amy, yeah, Amy.
Should I go out with one?
Oh, wow. First of all, are you going to keep the $25 for yourself?
I'm going to do $50 to charity, please.
Come on, Amy.
What?
And what charity? Do you know yet?
Let me think. Yes, My Life Speaks in Nepali, Haiti. They have an orphanage for special needs children.
Okay, and $50 will go right there. So there it is.
Yes.
And maybe I should have gone with this one.
Oh, do you have another one? What would you may have used?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub, I'm drowning.
Dwayne, okay, no. It's better.
I mean,
but I don't
we're doing pretty bad.
Don't you guys like cashew?
It was just solid. You're yeah. terrible.
What? Yeah. You eat your poo?
Okay. Cole Swindell coming in next.
Even though we break
Friday morning conversation next with Cole Swindell. Amy, take us out.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mustache.
Mustache who?
I must ask you a question, but I'll shave it for later.
There's your chance.
Both would have won.
Exactly. The Friday Morning Conversation
with Cole Swindell.
All right, Cole Swindell's walking down the hall right now. He's got a new record out today. You probably heard this song here.
Even though we break up in the end, even if I knew you'd be the one that got away.
There he is. Hey. There he is. There he is. Yeah. There he is. Yeah, right here. Right here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How
look
you
at you. You've been working out? Like, a little harder than normal?
I'm
serious.
Nah, just, you know, we trying to stay busy on the road, so.
Hey, you look good.
I thought that's the Chubbs Peterson shirt, my Happy Gilmore shirt.
Yeah? Probably. Oh, look at that. Are you good?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're good.
Good to be here.
Amy was just saying she hadn't seen you in a bit.
I know. It's good to be back. Big week album release. So glad to be here.
Yeah. What song you like on this record?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough to narrow down. We recorded, you know, I think 15, 16 songs and then had to narrow those down to 12. And that's a tough process because you love everything you record. But I think we've got the best 12 songs, whether I wrote them or not. And that's what we set out to do.
I got a lot of things to talk to you about regarding this record. I think one of them that comes to mind whenever you talk about recording a song and then it not making it. Like, it actually costs money to record a song.
Yeah, and people don't think about that, but it is. You know, you kind of have a budget going in and you record what you can, and sometimes those songs don't make it. And not only is it money, I mean, you've got writers that, you know, they know you recorded.
To record their song.
You know they know you recorded it, and it's just a waiting process. And I've been there. You know, before I got my record deal, I know what that's like to have a song that it maybe even is going to get recorded or did get recorded, and then it doesn't make the album, and it's crushing. So it's hard to tell those folks, you know, I'm sorry, I love the song, but we just, you know, just not enough room. So maybe on the next album. So
ooh,
tough. I know, that's not my deal. You know, I can't stand.
Oh, you don't tell them?
Anybody. I mean, yeah, it sucks to have to do that. So
tell me about this one here.
Yeah.
Even though we break.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man.
You like this one or no?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's the lead off single, and like I said, I just think the production of that, the whole, and I've had, you know, some heartfelt songs here in the past, but this one is, to me, I don't know, it's just one of the best written songs I've heard. And you know, just when you've been through the lyrics of this, it's you know, it hits hard. And I've heard, stories. I mean, that's the cool thing about songs like this. You know, they mean a lot to people because of the stories you hear, and just the you know, that's what we get to do is make music and stuff I've lived through. Whether I, like I said, I didn't write this song, but I feel like I did, and I wish I would have. But I do love it.
You feeling that or what?
I feel it, man. Y'all don't feel that?
No, I'm talking about you specifically.
I mean, you know, just maybe. Yeah. All right. I've been there. Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting about you is that you are a fantastic songwriter, like one of the best in town, and you still take songs from other people, and you openly say, you know what, I didn't write that song.
Yeah.
And I admire that about you, because I think some people will just go, hey, I just want to leave that and make people, you know.
But I could have, yeah, because I think if you listen to the album, I hope people think that, hey, I think you did write, you know, the whole album, but I, you know, I'm not scared to say I didn't, because it's, I know, you know, these songwriters we have here in Nashville are unbelievable. That's what they do for a living. They're professionals. So,
but so you
know,
are you. My only point is you write songs for so many other people too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You easily just could take an all and be like, I'm only writing this.
Yeah, and it's
list
just
some of the songs you wrote for other people, just so people know at home. Just go ahead.
Yeah, I wrote Roller Coaster
from Luke Bryan. You ever heard of that guy?
Good one. Yeah.
I wrote This Is How We Roll, Florida Georgia Line. Luke wrote Give Me Some of That, Thomas Rhett.
See, that's my point, is that you easily just could have taken all your own songs.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, if there's a song, and it depends, no matter if you write it or not, it's kind of what you're wanting to say at that time in your life. And sometimes there's a song that I think is great of mine, but, you know, somebody else wrote a song that I'm just digging a little more. And that's, I always said that, you know, I just want to make the best albums I can. And I think that's, I want to write everything. But if, you know, if somebody else writes your story for you or writes something you wish you would have written, it's almost, it's pretty special. So I've recorded several that I didn't on this album.
Mm. If you were to write my story, the title of it, what would that song story be?
Mm.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to
it's
know.
A proficient we'll writer over here. You get the title. That's the whole song. Just the title of the song. What would
and
it title
don't sugarcoat
of the
song. It. Go yeah, with don't, whatever
don't,
comes
what
to
mean,
you.
What do you mean don't sugarcoat it?
Well, I mean, why don't, or don't like.
Go ahead. Cole Swindell, world-class writer. New record out today called All of It. It's titling my new song.
What comes to your mind?
Gosh. Whatever comes to your mind. Anything at all. Masculine, muscles, funny, heart. Just so much heart.
Okay.
Stud.
Stud. I'll take that. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stud. With three Ds.
Yeah, you got to get the Ds in there. Stud. Yeah.
You know what song I like? By the way, Cole's got a new record. It's called All of It. I like this one here. She's out there rolling. It's called Love You Too Late. You wrote this one too, huh?
I did.
Track one. That's why I know it.
That's one. No, the only one you listen
first
to.
First one
so
I heard.
That's why we put a good one first. So up tempo. It's like we got to get you into it. So we'll move on to another track maybe a couple weeks.
This is called Love You Too Late, huh?
Yeah. That's rocking. That's definitely one of the biggest up tempos on the album.
Why does it take so long to make a record sometimes? You see people like in the studio for 2 months. Like, what's that like?
You know, I mean, it's one thing to track the songs, but I just think
what's
all
that
the
mean,
you
track
have to,
a song.
So you have your studio band in there, and that's, you know, you find who. We've kind of got a process. We have a same band pretty much on every album so far, and they're in there. You listen to the demo, which is, you know, the version of the song before you record it, and the band goes in. You know, lays down the song, and that usually takes a couple times. They get in their groove, and once that's laid down, I mean, there's people going back in with guitars, like overdubbing, just playing over stuff, and it just takes. I mean, maybe if you're doing a you know, stripped down version of something that doesn't take that long, but an album, I mean, you spend a lot of time on every single song, a lot more than you would if you were just you know, having a work tape or demo made. So it's a long process. But even after the studio, I mean, I'm done. You know, I sing my vocals. That's a long process as well, just getting through, you know, all 12 songs. But then there's so much backgrounds. There's so much my producer Michael Carter has to do that. I mean, I don't even know, I think, how much work. I just know it takes a while, and just every single song getting it perfect, because, you know, it's going to last for a while. People are going to hear this forever, I hope, and you want it to be as good as it can be. So,
the Friday Morning Conversation with Cole Swindell.
Listen to that. Got a new record out today. Let me hear another song. This one here is Both Sides of the Mississippi.
Wow.
Both sides of the Mississippi, throw down.
I like this one too.
Yeah, so I can't wait to start playing this one live, man.
Do you do that? Do you hide songs? Nah, do you hold songs back until the record release?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough thing too. We've released, you know, five or you know, 5 or 6 songs before the album comes out. So people have heard, you know, a lot of it. But then you have some songs, it's like, I want them to, you know, want to get the whole album, because I literally, that's how everybody tries to make an album. I want them to love every song, but you only get to release so many, and to radio, you know. So these days, I mean, you want people to hear the whole album. So I tried to make it full of good songs.
Oh, you, I like that.
That's,
I like
the goal.
That idea. The good
that's
songs.
A goal.
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes you're like, make a few good.
Just throw this one on there. Nah, it's a long process trying to figure out which ones to get on there.
Let me hear this one. With a pretty little thing and some tore up jeans, that's what an old boy does. Don't matter where you come from, cuz both sides of the Mississippi throw down. New record's out today.
Straight is a king, Amy. You like that?
I hear that.
Did you get
straight.
That reference?
Yeah.
That?
That's
did
for
you get it though?
That's yes. For you.
It just said George Strait.
Really,
you wrote it for me?
The original lyric to that, the writers that wrote that, it had George as the king. Yeah, sorry. That's I didn't know. But I love it. George is the king, and I'm from Georgia, so when you're singing it, it almost sounded like George is the king, so I couldn't let people think, so I changed it to straight. So thanks, writers, for letting me.
Did you charge them for that? Did you take a little percentage?
Yeah, a lot. No, absolutely not. Right. Yeah.
Hey, so who are these other Georgia guys? A lot of you guys come up from Georgia. Who's in that Georgia crew? Because it's all of you guys.
I mean, yeah, there's, you know, me, Luke, and there's songwriters as well. I mean,
come
just
on,
coming
name check them.
Yeah, Dallas, Thomas Rhett, Red Akins, Ben Hayslip.
It's like the British invasion.
It's
the Bulldog invasion, man.
There's so many. There's new guys coming. It's pretty crazy.
What's the last thing you bought? You splurged on. By the way, Cole Swindell's here. Got a new record out. Let me plug this while you think about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I got an album called All of It. It's out today. Got going out doing an upcoming tour. Yeah, kicking off in St. Louis. Is that tonight? I guess you're in St. Louis tonight.
Yeah,
wrapping up August 23rd in Pittsburgh, all of our cities. So now that giving you time to think about it, what's the last thing you splurged on?
Man, probably took two of my buddies from back home in Georgia, and they flew out to the West Coast, and we got to play golf. There was a place in Oregon that called Bandon Dunes that they had been wanting to play, and we got some rooms there, a cabin, and went and got to play golf for a couple of days, and it was... You know, it's not really splurging, but it was. I mean, that was a good experience. We didn't have any hookups up there, you know. It wasn't like, come out and play. So it was a nice trip and just a little time off before the album kicked off. So,
you talking about a minute ago breaking up. Do you have trouble finding people that don't know who you are and what you do? And it's hard to date someone now because I've struggled with that, especially recently a bit.
Yeah, and I've... You know, it's weird. I remember a year before all this happened, I was hoping all this would happen, but I just was kind of hoping I'd find somebody and settle down before, because you never, you know, it is hard. I mean, it's, you don't know what people's intentions are, but, you know, I think it's just, it's going to happen when it happens. And I think I've put so much into my career. I think that's definitely had a, you know, taken a toll on my maybe personal life, relationships and stuff, but I wouldn't take anything back. I love what I do, and I just think that, when it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen.
How old are you?
35.
You go to therapy? You ever been to a therapist?
I have.
You're 35?
Yeah. What's that?
Sorry.
Oh. I know, yeah.
We've moved on to Amy's.
we've moved on to other things.
I thought you were younger than that. That's good.
Thank you. I thought I was too.
You've been to a therapist?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Good
stuff.
Through my life, that's what I talk about, relationships.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to have, somebody to talk to. And that's kind of, you know, I keep everything.
Can always call me, buddy.
All right. Well, hey, I know you're busy, but here we go. That's what I'm changing my thing from stud to the therapist.
Okay.
There we go.
Cole sent some. I wear them all the time on stage, and I wear my Swindells. That's what I call them. I got a pair. A pair of red Jordans,
mm-hmm.
and I wear them on stage for all my comedy shows now. He sent them to my house too because he knew someone would steal them if he sent them up here.
I didn't know that too. I didn't know if some fan might come grab them if I sent them. I just had to find the right place to send them. So I'm glad you got them. And yeah, man. Just a little shoe guy.
You like shoes, huh?
I do, yeah. Yep.
What size shoe you wear?
10.
Yeah,
y'all are going to have like a little shoe exchange.
No, we can do
So what if we do?
It's cute.
Why are you hating?
I'm not hating.
Two guys can't even get vulnerable over here without someone hating.
I know.
And then they wonder why we go to therapy.
It's because people make fun of it.
Yes, I caused you to go to therapy. Yes. My shoe comment.
Cole Swindell is here. Got a new record out today. Let me hear another one of these. This one's called I'll Be Your Small Town. You like this one or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be your pine tree shade in the middle of summer, your tin roof rain covered from the thunder, your back pew hallelujah Sunday morning prayer. Yeah, I'll be where you can go when you know that it's all spinning too fast. Slow kind of road, 35 on the dash. That dot on the map for your heart when you need to slow down. You be my whole world, I'll be your small town.
Come on, that sounds like that's a Cole Swindell original
is,
right now.
Yeah, it is.
Come
it
on.
Is. That's one I wrote on there.
So. I like that.
Love it. Thank you.
You got me up all night like New York City.
You like hearing this stuff back or no?
It's awesome, man, just to know that it's finally out. You know, when you're making an album, you get to hear these things over and over all through every process of it to when it's finally mastered and just, yeah, man. So I'm just excited for other people to hear it and hopefully they dig it like we do.
You drive around, turn it up, listen to yourself alone?
No, I'm usually on the bus. I crank it. I have a little Marshall speaker in there that I listen to some stuff on. But yeah, I mean, at home, I do listen to in the truck just because I know that's where other people are going to be listening. And just kind of when I'm getting mixes back of songs, I'll run out to the truck and listen on there too. So yeah, but I've got headphones and stuff too.
How's everything else in life? Good?
It's good. Yeah, just got a big tour coming up in October, starting in October, and just finishing up some fairs, festivals right now, and just album release. We got these, you know, album release shows that I'm playing the entire album live, top to bottom. So that I've never done that before, so I'm a little I'm excited to get into that tonight.
Yeah, Six Cities starts tonight in St. Louis. You're listening to us on the Bull in St. Louis. And it wraps all the way up if you're listening to us on Big in Pittsburgh on 23rd. And all, you can go to coleswindell.com and find out all those.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be a unique tour. We've never done the whole album top to bottom, so I'm excited.
You ever forget the words of songs?
This might be one of those shows because, I mean, I've never had to do, you know, but we've been running over me and the band. It's a lot on the band, too. I mean, for them to learn 12, you know, and we've been playing a couple of them here and there. But, yeah, singing 12 brand new songs for pretty much the first time live is going to be interesting. But we've that's why we've been in rehearsal and getting ready. So, yeah, I just get lost in the crowd and or somebody's holding up a sign, I'm trying to read it, and I forget the words.
When that happens?
It's not a good feeling. There's really nothing. I mean, used to, I would want to panic, but now it's just kind of, you just got to laugh it off and know that, hey, that's fine. And almost, I mean, people, they get it. You know, you're gonna forget a word or two, but it is a pretty helpless feeling when you know, you're right in the middle. It's like, I wrote this song. How can I not remember it? And people are just staring at you like, what are you doing? And so, it's tough, but I remember most of them, so.
I demand a refund.
Yeah, see?
You start singing Chillin' and you mess up, I'm going out. I need a refund.
And I've done that before. I'm like, I've sang this song for 5 years. Like, how do you forget? But you just, I don't know. I get so lost in the crowd and just trying to interact with people that sometimes you forget a word or two.
All right. You're still having fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a blast, man. We're wide open, out on the road, and just, promoting the album.
You're having fun, though.
I'm having a blast, man. Yeah,
why do you keep questioning his fun?
No, it's been 2 years since the album, and it gets, you know, towards the end of that, you're ready for some new stuff, ready for new music, and I think everybody, you know, everybody was. So with Breakup in the End, that's the first single. Now, you know, we've got a soundtrack.
Listen, I'm here for you. You ever need to talk? I'm right here.
Hey, I mean, there's people listening that need to hear this, yeah.
I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about just in life.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
You can call me.
All right. Well, I appreciate it,
I understand
it,
your trials and tribulations, Cole.
I think we've been there.
We have. I'm talking about just life, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
All right. You ever need a meal? You let me know.
A warm meal of food.
I don't know if
that would be agreeable.
Do you cook?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I was going to say home-cooked meal, but I don't cook.
We'll just
all prepared.
Go grab a bite somewhere, yeah.
All right. Cole Swindell got a record out today. I really like this guy. You know I like this guy, right?
Mm-hmm, I know.
Well, I like all of you. I appreciate
it. He can't even say he likes me. He has problems like me. You have intimacy problems with me, huh?
What?
You won't even look at me and say that.
Well, he said he liked you, and then you said I like all
everybody,
of y'all.
And then you turned your head. Dude, me and you.
Yes, me and you right here.
It was a little awkward.
It was a little, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. And we have a I would say mild to temperate friendship outside of the show.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Proud of
me and you.
Yeah, all right, me and you, right here.
Me and you.
The couch didn't seem too interested anyway.
Because they're all right. Listen,
the couch.
Let me hear one more of these songs. Pick one. Let me play some of it. All the songs. Which one? I got them all.
Oh my god.
Oh.
What you want? No, Amy. What you?
No,
got?
We already played it.
Oh man.
You want 20 in a Chevy?
Let's let's do that.
20 in a Chevy on a two lane.
by train. July still tastes like your name. Rolling off my lips.
All right, what else you want?
God, I'm trying to think what I was on here. I do all of it. I love
that.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's track two.
That's a jam.
That's track two. My favorite track, yeah.
Girl, I wish you'd just hit me when that pretty little get me through tomorrow's smile. Bring on all the good with all the bad. I'm all about it. Anything and everything, baby, you can't ever bring enough of it. Yeah, I want all of it.
Title track, they call that.
That's it.
They call that the... Because it's a title and it's a track.
And that's it. That's, yeah. It really is. We had a couple of options, but naming the album, that was, I just feel like that was perfect for just all the songs, because songs like that, songs like Break Up in the End, Dad's Old Number, you know, that are going to hit people right in the heart. And then we've got, you know, Love You Too Late, up-tempo stuff. I think we've got a little bit of everything. Reason to Drink's kind of my
country anthem. Wait, did you play Dad's Old Number?
Did I play Dad's Old Number?
Look, this is the song on that. Like, this is the one that you guys need to hear. But, okay. I mean, you're going to have to listen to it.
Hey, my friend Jesse Alexander wrote this song, huh?
Yes, her and Chase McGill.
Yeah?
One of the best songs I've ever heard.
Sometimes I forget these 10 digits ain't my lifeline anymore. Every now and then I dial them up when life gets tougher, when the Braves score. Sorry about the one ring.
So if you listen to the whole thing, it's a guy calling and just telling this lady that has it, I'm sorry, it's been me the whole time waking you up, and do it because she has his dad's old number. And that's, no matter if it's your dad, whoever, I mean, if you've lost someone, you've got that number in your phone, that is that's one of the most unique ideas I've heard. You know, we've got songs about losing people, but that's that feeling, that emotion of, man, I can't call this number anymore. And even I was sitting up front with my bus driver Andy and listening to that, and he and his dad are, you know, close, still has his dad, and it scared him to death. I mean, you know, and even if a song makes you call the people you still have around, I mean, that's that's one of the best songs. That's why I love country music, that I don't know if any other, you know, genre of music can make me feel like a song like that can. So thanks to Jesse and Chase for letting me record that one.
Listen to that. Cole Swindell. Records called All of It. I like it.
I hope you like it.
I like you.
All of it. I like you.
Yeah.
Me and you, pal.
There it is.
Me and you forever. Me and you.
Friends forever.
I have to get on a show with you sometime.
All right, buddy. All right, Cole Swindell. Hey, good luck with the record. Hope you sell
it. Thank you so much, buddy.
Tens and tens of them.
Thank you so much. Thanks for always letting me come in and talk
about
it. No
problem. Yeah.
All right, Cole Swindell. Yes, there he is. Cole Swindell, everybody. Yes, there he is. There he is.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sophia is 17 years old. She's driving down a Georgia road. She falls asleep at the wheel. Luckily, she wakes up in time to see herself veering off the road, but she overcorrects, flips the car, lands on its roof in a puddle of water like she's drowning. Luckily, there's a Navy vet driving down the road, pulls over, and drags her to safety, gets her out of the car. She was unconscious in the water.
Wow. That's so fortunate.
That's crazy, too. And how about him having the composure to go, got it.
Yeah.
Pulls her out.
Yeah, so I should probably give Alex Tyner a shout-out, because he's the Navy vet that got out of his car, saved the girl's life.
Ah, shout-out right there. Good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You ever get those ulcers in your mouth?
Yes.
Man, they kill me.
I know.
I talk for a living. And I'm like...
Yeah, you can't avoid them.
Because I'm trying to dodge it as I'm talking. Because you don't want to hit your tongue on it. And the thing is, it doesn't even hurt that bad. It's just annoying. I have ulcers.
Yeah.
What should I do about that?
Nothing. You just gotta... Oh, well, sometimes if I get it, I think... I could be wrong on this. I don't know. There's no scientific research. But I gargle like hydrogen peroxide or something, or put it on there. And I feel like it heals it faster.
That's been driving me crazy. Also, I had to get a haircut yesterday.
Oh, I saw that. It looks good.
Well, here's the problem.
What?
There's a fine line now between trendy and 38 years old.
Oh, uh-oh. You definitely went trendy.
Uh-oh. Well, I have to cut it short because I have an award show next week. So the sides, so for about a week, I just sit in this place of a little too trendy for my age.
We have a hat on. Let's see it.
No.
Okay.
I kind of look like Vanilla Ice.
Okay. Really?
A little bit, yeah. It's all right. But I got to have to, whatever. I don't know what I'm doing anymore around here.
What is it, a high and tight?
Nah.
It's a fade?
Tie it on the sides a little longer.
You'll know, wait till he kind of takes his hat off to scratch
now
his
head. Now I'm not doing
sometimes.
It. Now you make everything.
Okay.
What?
Bryce Harper?
I'm just telling him a way to get it. Get a look. Get a peek.
This is what drives me crazy. Ulcers and having to get haircuts in my 30s. You know? Hey, you can text us anything you want during the show. Send any message to the number 26229. And just as a way to remember it, that spells Bobby. So send any message to 26229. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. That being said, Morgan number two is monitoring it. And these are some of the most asked questions according to you guys sending in the text. Here we go. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, what's up first, Morgan number two?
They want an update on Amy's dad.
Amy, how's your dad?
Oh, he's doing so much better. Moved to a different rehab hospital, St. David's. And they're doing different various things to get him prepared to be released eventually. We're almost to the 8-week mark.
Yeah, Amy's dad went in for a 3-day minor, if you can consider it minor, throat cancer procedure.
To remove cancer, some tumors from his tongue and throat.
3 days turned into...
Well, yeah, we're almost going to hit 8 weeks.
Crazy.
So,
he's got a tracheotomy. Yeah,
much of that in ICU, the tracheotomy was not expected. Now he's got a feeding tube, not expected. Anyway, he's doing great. I mean, they're so proud of his progress, so much so that they think they're going to release him really soon. Wanted to do a driving test.
What do you mean? He's going to drive?
Well, he passed, but barely. So the doctor said, you know, we don't want to get too excited since he passed. So let's just go ahead and call it like between you and me. Let's tell him he passed because he did, but don't let him drive.
Didn't tell him he didn't pass. But
No, it's good for his morale to feel like he's, you know, getting.
What?
It's good for his morale to feel
morale.
Like he's, you know, himself again.
That's good to hear.
Even though he's a little bit not.
Morgan number two, what else are they asking?
What is your favorite Counting Crows song?
Ooh, good one.
Oh, dude.
Well, that's like asking my favorite cousin.
Oh. Well, you surely could pick one.
Yeah, no. No. And all my cousins, listen, and stop with the Arkansas. They're, all my cousins are double cousins.
Yeah.
Too. You know, my cousin, I have two cousins, and my mother and her sister married my biological father and his brother. So I'm double related, by the way.
Wow.
That's how much I love... And I'm close to my cousins and the Counting Crows songs. Listen, if I had to pick a Counting Crows song that I listen to when I'm feeling just kind of down in the dumps, it's probably Round Here.
Ah, it's a good
so
one.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Jones puts me in a good mood.
Sure.
But man, it's probably Round Here. Round Here.
Ah. Calling out our names.
That's probably it. And thank you for asking. That's a good one.
Dang, listen to that.
I know. They don't make music like that anymore.
They sure don't.
What else, Morgan number two?
People are wanting Lunchbox to try earplugs with the baby.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go last night with the baby?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, about 2:30, he starts fussing and crying and just...
That's what babies do, though, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right.
Okay.
They fuss and cry.
Yes, and of course, I heard every little word of it, so I'm hurting today.
Why don't you put earplugs in, really?
Because then how will I hear my alarm go off?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's a valid point. If the earplugs are to block out noise... And you set an alarm and you have earplugs in, do you hear it?
Yes. My husband sleeps with earplugs and he hears the alarm. It's loud. Just make it loud.
Your husband was also military trained. He probably just senses when it ticks over.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Amy's husband is laying in bed and he feels the electronic go, and he's like, up, ready to go. So is she thinking about moving the baby away from the bed?
No, she was standing pat that she's not going to move the baby away from the bed, so...
Oh, you're going to the couch.
I'm probably going downstairs this weekend.
Interesting. What else, Morgan number two? People are texting us questions. Go ahead.
They want to know the artists who voice our imaging for the show.
Oh, it's a lot of artists. We just get a lot of our friends. The imaging are the voices that you hear, like this here. Bobby Bones. And so, anybody know who that was?
You sound like Keith Urban.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show. These are just different artists.
Is that Cole?
Low cash.
Who knows? Bobby Bones Show. And so, but what's happened is we have so many of them now.
Yeah.
They all, but that's, it's a lot of artists who do that.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
There you go. What else? Anything else?
The last one is, what happened to your Don't Be Skipping School scholarship?
Oh, I still give it out every year. Yeah, my high school, I try to find a way to give back to my school as much as I possibly can. I come from a very small town. I believe in knowing where you come from and trying to help out those who helped you. And so every year when a senior graduates, I get 5 or 6 essays written by someone and I read them and then I pick someone and then I give them a scholarship and it's called the Don't Be Skipping School Scholarship. I don't have a better name for it, but it's like, you want to be successful, just don't skip. Don't be late to class.
Go to class, yeah.
That's the key to success. Whatever part, you want to be a better mom, you want to be get a promotion in the office, you want to be a radio host, just show up to work and show up on time. Because if you can't do the big things right, can't do the little things right. Wait, no.
Oh, the reverse.
Little things. Thank you. It's late. It's Friday.
Switch that.
Yeah, Nobody ever said quote.
If you can't do the little things right, you can't do the big things right. Because so many people go, oh, you just wait till I get my big shot. I'll show you. You're not going to get your big shot because you can't get your little shots right.
Right.
But to answer your question, I still give the scholarship out every year. And I try to go back and speak at my high school as often as I can. But yeah, it's a cool thing for me. I think because of our listeners, we've been able to have some success on the show. And you know, I think the best part about being successful is able to give it back. So thank you very much. Any more questions, Morgan, number two?
That's it for now.
Thinking about expanding that scholarship, too. We need to have a conversation.
To more people?
Yeah. And to a couple more places that have been really influential to me.
Oh, okay.
That helped me.
I see what you mean.
I'm very, very selfish in my giving. I always like to help people who help me. Isn't that selfish?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, it's just what's close to your heart.
Like, I like to help kids in hospitals because I was in the hospital as a kid.
Yeah.
I like to help kids eat lunch and have backpacks because I need a lunch and backpacks. Well, I should just help birds or something.
Hmm. Well, what did they do for you?
If you were into birds, then you could help the birds. But, like, did you grow up with the birds?
No. Okay. I didn't even get told the birds and the bees. I had no birds.
Yeah, for, like, a really, really long time, if you're a new listener, Bobby thought it happened in the belly button.
I thought the baby came out of the belly button until, like, last month.
Yeah.
Amy was like, listen, Bobby, the outie doesn't mean the baby's coming.
I know.
What? Yeah, I was probably 12. And I was like, wait, the baby comes out of what?
Yeah.
The place where they pee.
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of, yeah.
I didn't know. No one talked to me about that stuff. Morgan number two, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Hey, thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Some of the Aretha Franklin stuff is really touching. And she sings. I was watching some YouTube stuff of Aretha Franklin, like just sitting at a piano singing. And I retweeted one last night. I mean, she's so good.
Yeah.
And everybody's so good that we see that's good. You have to be premier to be able to get to that level. But I was watching just some acoustic stuff, and she was sitting at a piano last night with Smokey Robinson, and they were playing.
Wow.
She's so good. Yeah, I was kind of good. I didn't know Aretha Franklin, but a little bit. And I don't know celebrities. And when they die, I'm like, that sucks. But I know them anyway.
Yeah.
So it didn't really suck for me. Mm-hmm. I'll just be honest. It's like, I didn't know them. And their music lives on. There's no difference to me if their music still exists. But I was kind of like, oh.
You're touched.
Yeah, because she would do so much for her church. She would do so much for her town. Like, it was someone who never stopped giving back. And not publicly. She wasn't out always like, hey, check it out.
Yeah.
I watched some really touching things about Aretha Franklin last night. So, you know, we played some this morning a couple times, but. Is there a movie about Aretha Franklin? Like a big biopic yet, I wonder?
If there is, I would definitely want to check it out.
If there's not, there will be. I'm sure there are movies, but what I mean is, like, is there a big one?
Mm-hmm.
With, like, big actors, major motion picture. There will be one now.
Jennifer Hudson is apparently slated to portray Aretha Franklin in an upcoming biopic.
Not good.
There was an argument in Virginia last night at a barbershop. They were having an argument who would play Aretha Franklin in
I saw this.
And someone thought Halle Berry would be a good Aretha Franklin. The other person didn't, so he shot the guy.
Yeah, was a fight about. Yeah, that's what the fight was about.
That needs to. People need
but
to.
But let
not
me
do
say
that.
This. It really wasn't about that. That's where it started. It's about disrespect.
That's right. It's always about disrespect.
It's always about disrespect.
Yeah.
Oh, this one, too. Preacher man. I'm pretty good at that's kind of my wheelhouse. Did you guys hear that?
Nailed it.
Police responded to a report of a gunshot victim Thursday morning, 10:45 a.m. A witness who said he heard the two people in a local barbershop arguing whether or not Halle Berry played or would play Aretha Franklin in a movie. Police said the fight turned physical and one of the subjects, identified as 44-year-old Michael Jermel Hatton, produced a firearm, shooting the other man at least once.
Oh my goodness.
By disrespect, man.
Oh.
Celebrities we've lost in 2018. You start to lose count. Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, died at 61. Stephen Hawking died at 76. Barbara Bush. Daryl Singletary. Avicii. Vern Troyer. Joe Jackson. The old man on Pawn Stars. Richard Old Man Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rapper. I don't know how to say his name. Huh? X what?
Tenacious?
Yeah, I don't know him. X Tenacious. I know him from TMZ, his face. Tentacion? Wait, I mean, I'm being told two different things.
XXXTentacion.
Yeah. You know what? Who cares?
He just signed a big deal right after, before he got
I pronounce
shot.
Lots of things wrong. Is it Avicii or Avicii?
Avicii, right?
Yeah, Avicii.
Anyway, it sucks he died. That's not even his real name, right?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mean who cares like he didn't. Who cares that he died? I meant like who cares about this dumb
You're
fight?
You're saying it wrong.
Yeah. Prison escape stories are always pretty intriguing to me, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's not a murderer.
Right.
You know, because I root for the murderers to be put back in jail and bad things.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one's not that. So I kind of root for them a little bit, right? As long as they don't go out and do bad stuff to people. Don't you sometimes root for the little guy?
I don't know. Do
okay,
you feel
let me
like
tell
you're
the
more
story.
Into it?
I know, probably. Probably because stupid TV shows and movies.
Well, you also had a family member escape prison.
That's true. First cousin. Escape prison was on the Today Show.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually pretty impressive.
It was sexually impressive?
It was actually pretty impressive. What?
Didn't you think she said
I
that?
I heard it. Yeah. I heard it too, and I was like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, two inmates used a drain pipe to escape the Troup County Jail. This is in Georgia. Security camera showed Thomas Christopher Cuttington and Eric Calvin Bell climbing down from a drain pipe. The inmates ran. They've been at large ever since. Both were in jail on drug charges and other minor offenses. Yeah, they used a drain pipe to escape. One guy's 5'8", 150. The other guy's 5'9", 135. So I guess it'll...
Oh, wow. What, 5'9", 135? Wow. He's very skinny.
He had to get down to get in the drain pipe.
Oh, did they lose weight to fit in the drain pipe?
I don't know, Ann.
Probs.
I don't know about that. But here's the thing with me. Escaping prison would be terrible for me because I would always be so anxious that at any time the cops are going to bust down the door and then make me go for extra time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's minor offenses.
That's a risk you have to be willing to take.
If I got put in the pokey for murder I didn't commit, I'd probably try to escape because I'm in jail for my life
but
anyway.
Then,
I didn't even do it.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
If you were put in jail for a murder you didn't commit, and then you escape, and you get away with it, but they finally catch you, and then they have proven you innocent of the murder,
it's probably a risk
do
I'm
you
willing
go
to take.
Back to jail for breaking out of jail? Because that was against the law, too.
Probably you do, yeah.
Rude.
Probably you do, yes. So there's that. I saw another story. I'm going to bring in Mike D, a.k.a. Quiet Mike, for this one, because there was a wedding crasher, like someone who went to a wedding and they tried to steal all the envelopes with money in them?
Yeah, there's a bunch of gift cards in there, and they had a coat over their arm, so they were able to spot, like, hey, what do you have a coat on your arm in 90-degree weather?
Oh, so someone goes in, steals the envelopes,
yeah,
but is covering it up with a winter coat
yeah,
in August.
Yeah, which makes sense.
And so then what? They say stop?
And they stop them, and they find all the cards.
Like over $2,000. I would be so scared to steal at a place like that. I don't have whatever this gene is to be a bad boy.
Yeah.
Stealing jail. Not for me.
But I guess this whole wedding thief crasher thing is like, I mean, because people are totally preoccupied. Not a lot of people are watching the gift table.
I know, but if someone, let's say I was stealing envelopes, right? And someone says, excuse me, sir, do you know where the bathroom? Yes, I stole here. Don't tell the cops. Immediately.
Yeah.
What? So what happened? They throw them in jail or what?
Yeah, got thrown in jail.
Then they escaped.
No.
Perfect story now. It's a perfect story. Thank you, Mike D. I have a John Party Bobby cast that's up. I encourage you to check that out. John Party came over to my house and we talked about things, including when he got stabbed, which I didn't know that story. He didn't know he got stabbed either when it happened.
I didn't even know I got stabbed. My buddy came and broke up the fight and pushed me back in his hands full of blood. Then that was like the beginning of the ride to the hospital. Took my shirt off, blood everywhere.
You got stabbed what part of your belly?
It's 11 inches across the center.
Oh, he stuck it and then went across.
And then I got two right on the left side. Yeah, no, we were bleeding.
So check it out. Get on iHeartRadio, wherever you get podcasts, and search BobbyCast. One word. It's an hour-long show from my house. That one with John Party. Might have a little dirt on yeah, check it out this weekend. Got a lot of them. Maddie and Tay did one recently.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
You know, yesterday, Lunchbox was hating on that girl that went viral because she went back through McDonald's and sang.
Well, yeah, I want a number six super. With the Sprite and
so we were like, oh, that's fun. We'd seen that done before, but it was fun. And he was like, "Arr, it's stupid. I'm a pirate." Whatever you say.
So I can do better.
So here it is. Here's Lunchbox going through Taco Bell. And you're rapping?
Rapping.
I haven't heard this yet. I know.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Go ahead. I'll show you
my name's LB, and I'm here to say I love Taco Bell. because I eat it every day. I made this rap and this beat to tell you exactly what I want to eat.
Okay. Hey,
that's
listen.
Good.
Listen, it's pretty good so far. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to be a hater a little bit. But I
exactly.
Like it. Let me see.
I'll start with a taco, extra cheese. Don't forget the hot sauce.
Sorry,
dude, she killed your vibe.
She killed the momentum.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you. Can I take a look at your order, please?
My name's LB, and I'm here to say I love Taco Bell because I eat it every day. I made this rap and this beat to tell you exactly what I want to eat. I'll start with a taco, extra cheese. Don't forget the hot sauce, pretty please. And to make sure that I don't choke, hit me with your biggest Diet Coke. Because I'm rolling in this sweet Kia, sign me up for a chicken quesadilla.
Okay.
Ooh, are you really in a Kia?
What's it do with the Kia?
We have it rhymed with quesadilla, guys. I'm a rapper.
Were you in a Kia?
No.
Oh. Because Eddie was driving a Kia around, too.
And he was Instagramming
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I was like, do you have to deal with Kia? Listen, I think it's good. It's like 7 minutes long, so I'm done.
No, you got to finish it. It's only like 15 more seconds. It's so good.
Yeah, Bobby, he
I saved my treat to order last. Load me up with a Baja Blast.
I can tell you this. This is not a Taco Bell or a Kia commercial. Just so people know.
Mel B, I'm out.
What, did you drop the phone?
Yeah, I dropped the phone.
You dropped the mic.
On purpose?
Dropped the mic.
On purpose?
No. It just fell off my lap.
Oh.
And
is it look correctly on the screen?
Yeah.
All right, be A71. Drop to the
what about my rap, though?
Okay. It's okay. I'll put you back up. Oh. A71. Thank you. Drop to the second one.
All right.
We'll see if you go viral, all right?
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Gonna hop over to Amy, who's curating the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, a murder suspect and one-time fugitive named Antoine Mims, he arrived in Michigan with a police escort and decided to do his version of the Shiggy Challenge. While getting taken in.
What do you mean?
Like, there's video of him. He's on the FBI's most wanted list. And while he's being escorted by police, he starts doing the Shiggy dance. Challenge. He
yeah,
starts doing
Drake.
Like...
I don't think people know what Shiggy Challenge is.
Oh, sorry. The In My Feelings Challenge. Where he does, like, the heart, are you riding? And, like, the video's going viral. But, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Bobby, look at him in handcuffs and look at him doing his heart.
Yeah. Maybe Drake give him a shout out. Next record. What's wrong with people?
Dang, that's one way to go viral, but I'm glad that he's now in the hands of the FBI. So being a wingman is now a career. Yes, you can be a professional wingman or wingwoman, and it pays about $38 an hour. Now, there's a few rules. You can't just kick back and drink. You really have to be proactive, introduce the client to people, and you will have to refrain from flirting yourself.
Oh.
Your job is to make sure that you get that person with your client.
Yeah, maybe I've never just had a quality wingman, you know?
Yeah, well, that you can help. Now for $38 an hour.
Someone sent me a note because I was talking about I wanted one of you guys to, each night of the week, one of you have to come over and cuddle with me at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm having nightmares and I get scared. And I'm sleeping in my bed by myself. And so they said you can hire a cuddler still to come lay with you.
Did they say how much?
No, I never got that far.
You're not interested?
No, I'd rather. I'm comfortable with you guys. Let's see. I got this text. Just wanted to see if you could give a shout out to my wife for me. We've been going through a rough patch, and she deserves to know how much she is loved and appreciated for being an amazing mother and wife. I love her more than words can express, and I want the world to know she's my whole world. I love you, Ashley Anderson.
Aww.
Yeah, there's no name on this, but it's from an 863 number. So I'll read that. We got the new text line up here. I'm fascinated with these texts because it's hard to call into the show. We only have so many lines. You can text us. They just fly up on the screen up here. People like segments. They go love that segment. Like, it's real life feedback. You can always text us. The number is 26229, which, by the way, it also spells Bobby. But yeah, you can text whatever message to 26229. A confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. What else, Amy?
Okay, so I've got a fun random fact for Friday. And did you know that the Secret Service was not protecting Abraham Lincoln the night he was shot? Here's why. He had just signed the bill creating the Secret Service right before he went to Ford's Theater.
Is that right?
Isn't that crazy?
So he just created it, but it hadn't been created.
It hadn't
time.
Got like I well, yeah, it says here that he signed it just before he went. And then so he wow. didn't have the protection, but obviously he felt probably need for protection. And then that happened.
I like reading about Abraham Lincoln. Your husband does too. Isn't he fascinated with Abraham Lincoln?
Oh yeah. Like if we have a son, but he's adopted and he was already given a name because he was seven years old and we adopted him. But if we had given birth to a baby or gotten a child where it was okay to change their name, like it would have been he wanted to do Lincoln. As his first name.
Oh, I was thinking Abraham, like from the Bible and Mr.
Sure.
Lincoln. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it was, and he was like, I can't wait to call him Link for short. But that hadn't happened. Right. But you never know, there's still time.
Never know. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, but maybe that's my pile.
Well, I tell you, Eric Church has a new song that came out today. It is so good.
So his whole new, like, this is like so the good. Third or one from that we've heard. Lately.
Yeah, I'm just the sound of this record is right up my alley.
Totally.
I mean, it's. I'm going to play all of it, but here's Heart Like a Wheel from Eric Church. New song out today from his upcoming album. I mean, jam sandwich. Two jam sandwiches. Listen to that.
I'm corduroy and leather. You take one hell of an imagination to ever paint us together. The places I like to haunt at, she wouldn't be caught dead. Don't make sense to the neighbors, don't look good on paper, and sure don't make sense in my head. I got a heart like a wheel, baby, let's go. Get in this heart like a wheel, baby, we'll roll.
Come on!
Yeah.
How good is that?
But I got a heart like a wheel, baby, let's go. Get in this heart like a wheel, baby, we'll roll.
It's a new Eric Church out today. Got me written all over it. Sexy.
yeah.
Classic.
Totally your vibe.
Yeah.
Can't say there won't be rough patches, scratches from thorns and briar. Over or under, we'll roll like thunder as long as there's tread on these tires. I got a heart like a wheel, baby, let's go.
If I was a stoner right now, I'd be hitting it. I don't even know why. It just sounds like that kind of song, you know?
Mm-hmm, sure.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
It's got all those like psychedelic sounds in the back of it.
No, that's
anyway, there you go. New Eric Church.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hope you have a good weekend. We're out. Amy, weekend plans for you?
Well, you know, we might be getting a dog this weekend.
I heard.
I think I mentioned that to you, so... Yeah, don't.
Kids want a dog.
Well, yeah. So the kids get a dog.
Kids
no,
get a dog.
We found the exact kind of dog they want. There's one that's been found by our friend Kathy that works here in the building that rescues dogs, and she rescued one this week, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you're for sure getting it.
We gotta see. What are you doing?
I am leaving right now and flying to Bakersfield, California. I have a stand-up comedy show in Bakersfield tonight, and one in Sacramento tomorrow. And I think Sacramento sold out. Bakersfield's close, but I'd love to see you guys. BobbyBonesComedy.com. So I'm doing that.
When you get back, Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday late afternoon. Why? Trying to hang out?
Seeing what you're up to. Oh. I don't know.
Play Fortnite over Bobby?
I haven't played much Fortnite at all.
Is Madden?
No, I tried to play it. I don't get
it. A bit of Madden, but not that much.
Did you get new games?
No. I just haven't had that much time.
Okay.
I thought I may make time for Madden. Nah.
They have this super, super turbo Pac-Man you should look into.
So like...
Oh, yeah?
It's insane.
I'm into that.
As of this Sunday, though, I think it'll be like 2 weeks until your party that you might or might not have. Do you know if you're having it?
I haven't committed yet.
Yeah, you need to figure that out.
The Labor Day Luau?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 weeks from now.
I haven't committed. I know. All right, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bobby Bones.